message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Praise the Lord. Tonight, quickly, we are looking at hand of God via kingdom stewardship. Hand of God via kingdom stewardship.
And from the definition we had in the introduction, we are told that hand of God is the supernatural power of God made available to man for transformation. Can I have a witness? Hallelujah. The hand of God is the power of God. Praise the Lord. The senior pastor also went further to make us to know that the hand of God is bringing about 360-degree miracle. Praise the Lord. 360-degree miracle is you have a one-pointer and you now become a five-pointer. Praise the Lord. You have been having a turnover of three zeros and now you now have a turnover of six zeros. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It is a prayer meeting. We are going to pray. Let's use that to pray. Let us pray to God now as you're seated. That God, give me a 360-degree miracle. Go ahead as you begin to pray. Father, Lord God, I ask and God, the Lord, you will give me 360-degree miracle in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. The devil is a wicked man and the Bible said he's like a roaring lion looking for whom to devour. The devil does not have any other business. All he wants is to see somewhere that someone is crying. He wants to see where someone is sad. He wants to see a business that is growing, that is shattered. He wants to see somebody that is doing well academically. Suddenly the person just have a mess of his life. In John chapter 10 verse 10, the Bible made us understand that he's a thief. And he has only come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But the Son of God has come for transformation. Somebody say transformation. Praise the Lord. Every man is exempted by the hand of God, which means that no man can survive without the hand of God. Praise the Lord. You are still living because of the hand of God. Because if it were by devil's plan, it shouldn't be now. But every man is exempted. Every man is spared as a result of the hand of God. Praise the Lord. When the Lord decided to rescue the Israelites from slavery in the hand of Pharaoh, he used Moses to execute this very project. But the Israelites, at the point, they begin to complain. They begin to exercise fear. And they started to say nonsense, just like many of us will do. Maybe God is in process of doing something in our life, but we are not patient enough. And we begin to complain. We are not patient enough. The same thing that Israelites did. And Moses told them, he told them one thing in the book of Exodus, chapter 14, verse 13. Can we open the Bible to the book of Exodus, chapter 14, verse 13? Yeah, he said, and Moses said unto the people, fear ye not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. He's talking about the hand of God, which he will shew to you today. For the Egyptians whom ye have seen today, ye shall see them again no more. Praise the Lord. The Egyptian that you have seen yesterday, or that you are seeing today, you will see them no more in Jesus' name. Many of us, instead of asking for the hand of God at a crossroad, we prefer to complain and murmur like the Israelites. When the Israelites got to the Red Sea, Moses asked for the hand of God. In the book of Exodus, chapter 14, verse 21. Exodus, chapter 14, verse 21. It says that Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord caused the sea to go back. Praise the Lord. Look at that. He said, Moses stretched his hand, and the Lord caused the sea to go back. Was it Moses' hand that made the sea to go back? No, from this very verse now. He said, and Moses stretched his hand out, and Moses stretched out his hand over the sea. Praise the Lord. Maybe you can try it. Maybe ask Adam, see. Just stretch your hand and see if it's going to part. But it said, and the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind. That is the hand of God. Praise the Lord. That is the hand of God. And tonight, I will not want to take our time because we're going to pray. Quickly, I'd like us to look at what is that thing that triggered the hand of God. What is it? As in, what triggered the hand of God? Among many things that trigger the hand of God is kingdom stewardship. Kingdom stewardship. What is kingdom stewardship? Kingdom stewardship is serving God and the interest of his kingdom as a duty. Kingdom stewardship is serving God and the interest of his kingdom as a duty. That is, commitment to the growth, expansion, enlargement, and overall advancement of the kingdom. Commitment to the growth, expansion, enlargement, and overall advancement of the kingdom. And I have it here, I said, when you serve men, don't expect the hand of God when you need an intervention. Praise the Lord. You know, God doesn't owe. When you work for God, God pays you big. Praise the Lord. But when you make this mistake of you think you are working for God, but in the real sense, in your mind, you are actually working for man. And somebody will say, how? It shows in our body language. We actually want a thank you. Praise the Lord. You have cleaned the chair and you want a thank you. And you are not getting a thank you and you are not happy. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So I said, when you serve man, don't expect the hand of God when you need an intervention. Isaiah chapter 59 verse 1. Isaiah chapter 59 verse 1. It said, behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save. Neither is his air heavy. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God doesn't owe. When you serve God with your whole heart, he pays you big. He makes his hand available to you when you need it. When you find yourself in trouble, you can easily call on him because you are a true steward. Praise the Lord. You can quickly do what? Call upon him in a crossroad in time of trouble. We all have been called to kingdom service. We all have been called to kingdom service. 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9 says that you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Praise the Lord. You are to show forth. We all have been called to this service. Just like the 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9. You have been called out of darkness into his marvelous light. You have been called to make other people happy. Just like God has called you from darkness into light, he wants you also to bring other people into light. Praise the Lord. He wants you to do what? He wants you to bring other people into light. You have been spared to spare others. And you are also been catered for you to cater for others. You have been shown kindness by God to be kind to others. You have been defended to defend others. Praise the Lord. I'm going to give an analogy of kingdom service. I will use a popular state, that is Lagos, and I will use the transportation system in Lagos, that is the BRT now. Most of us that are conversant with Lagos We know the way they run things then. That as in, if a bus is standing, there will always be a conductor. And the conductor will start calling the place. For example, Oshodi, Oshodi, Oshodi. And you see people that are going to Oshodi, they will start running to the bus to enter the bus. But let's assume that the bus is just standing. No conductor is calling Oshodi, Oshodi. You will see nobody will run to the bus. Praise the Lord. So, the kingdom service I'm talking about, you are like a conductor. And you are meant to call people into his kingdom. That is the bus. Praise the Lord. If the bus is standing and no conductor is calling, the direction, the bus will just be there. They don't know. They want the conductor to actually say something that Oshodi, before they start coming in. Praise the Lord. That is the way the kingdom of God, kingdom service is. Pastor told us about someone on board, in the plane, and food is being served. The person is not eating food. And somebody summoned the courage to ask, Mr. Man, why are you not taking these foods? And he said, they are fasting. And the shocking thing, they said they are fasting. They are having a long fast in the church of the devil. Praise the Lord. Just imagine. So, the devil is not sleeping. He's also, calling people into the bus. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The devil is not sleeping. He has a lot of people helping him to call people into the bus. Praise the Lord. So, it will be a disaster if you are not involved in this service. Praise the Lord. You have been saved to save others. Like I said earlier on, that you've been spared to spare others. You have been catered for you to cater for others. You have been shown kindness to be kind to others. And you have also been defended to defend others. I pray that God Almighty will grant us the grace to be on point in our service to God in Jesus' name. Quickly, let's also look at what is service all about. Let's just do some, analysis of what service is about. Service is the making of difference or the addition of value. Service is the making of difference or the addition of value. If you are not making a difference, if you are not adding value, then you are not in this service. You are not a steward. Praise the Lord. You just imagine in an hotel, we have hostess, we have stewards in the hotel, and you walk in, you are expected to be served. Yes, you expect that hospitality. If they're not giving it to you, you look elsewhere. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So, the same thing also applies. If you're not making any difference, you just come to church. You shadwa kishami, and everybody goes on. Then, you're not in the service, and you're not rendering. You're not making difference. You're not adding value. And God is not happy about it. Service is giving joy and happiness. Service is giving joy and happiness. Matthew chapter 14, verse 27. Everywhere you see Jesus saying, be of good cheer. Matthew chapter 14, verse 27. Okay. But straight away Jesus spake unto them, saying, be of good cheer. It is I, be not afraid. Praise the Lord. That is what service is all about. Making people to be joyful, making people to be happy. Praise the Lord. Wherever Jesus got to, also when you look at Mark chapter 6, verse 50. Countless of it. Mark chapter 6 verse 50. He also said the same. He said, be of good. Okay, for they all saw him and were troubled. And immediately he talked with them and said unto them, be of good cheer. It is high. Be not be afraid. Praise the Lord. This is service. And this is expected also from us, for us to give joy and happiness to others, to people. Service is the meeting of people's need. Service is the meeting of people's need. Praise the Lord. Do you know that if God wants to do anything here now, God will not come down. Or probably just stretch out. We were made to have a view of how God is. That was the second day by Mama, that, you know, he measured the ocean with the palm of his hand. Then now imagine many waters, as in, talk about the Red Sea, talk about all those sea. Now, all those sea measured with a hand. Now imagine. So such hand now, if such hand is stretched here, will you wait? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. If such big hand now stretched from the roof and entered, will you wait? Praise the Lord. So what am I trying to say is that God will use you. If God, to see God's hand, God uses you. For example, God has made you a 6-digit recipient, and somebody is in need of 2 digits. Somebody just needs 100 naira, and God has made you a millionaire. And you gave somebody 100 naira. The person said, he has seen God's hand. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And somebody has 9 digits, and you are here praying for 6 digits. The person said, 6 digits will mean anything to me. Can you send me your account number and send 6 digits to you? You say, I've seen the hand of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So service is the meeting of people's need. Meeting of people's need. So if you have not been meeting need, start meeting needs. Because if you are not meeting need and you have it, you are not making God's end to be real. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, say, meet people's need. I would have talked more on it, but I don't have time. So service is the running of errands. Service is the running of errands. Service is running of errands. Like now, probably very soon, we are having a crusade or a revival at Fufu now. And somebody must go there, and you are called upon, and you answer to the call to be there. It is a service. You are running an errand. That is service. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I still have one. So service is defending and protecting the interest of the kingdom. Service is defending and protecting the interest of the kingdom. And also, service is the availability for instruction. Availability for instruction. And last, service is the rendering of help and assistance. Rendering of help and assistance. Matthew chapter 25, verse 35. Matthew chapter 25, verse 35. Says that, and I was afraid and went and eat thy talent in the hurt. This is not what I want. Okay. Verse 35. Yeah. Yeah. For I was an hungered, and ye gave me meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me in. Verse 36. Fast, please. Naked, and ye clothed me. I was sick, and ye visited me. I was in prison, and ye came unto me. Verse 37, then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee, and hungered, and fed thee, or thirsty, and gave thee drink? Verse 38, when saw we thee, a stranger, and took thee in, or naked, and clothed thee? Verse 39, or when saw we thee, sick, or in prison, and came unto thee? Verse 40, the last verse, and the king shall answer and say unto them, verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of this my brethren, ye have done it to me. Praise the Lord. So service is the rendering of help and assistance. Quickly, let us look at examples of recognized stewards. You know, we have many stewards, but there are some recognized ones. Well-known stewards is Abraham. In the book of Genesis chapter 26. Genesis chapter 26. God blessed Isaac because of Abraham. And that did not... Can we open to Genesis chapter 26? Can you project Genesis 26 verse 1? And there was a famine in the land beside the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went unto Abimelech. Verse 2. And the Lord appeared unto him and said, go not down into Egypt. Dwell in the land which I sojourn in this land. And I will be with thee and will bless thee. For into thee and unto thy seed I will give all these countries. And I will perform the oath which I swear unto Abraham thy father. When you read on and on, God actually blessed Isaac because of Abraham. Because Abraham was a true steward of God. And because of that, God blessed Isaac. Praise the Lord. I don't know if you find yourself in a scenario that someone asks you, are you from so-so family? And you said yes. And you say, your father is a good man. And because your father is a good man, I'm going to bless you. I'm going to employ you. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that because of your father. Praise the Lord. Another recognized steward is Joshua. Joshua chapter 5 verse 13. Joshua, a recognized steward, very good example. And it came to pass when Joshua was by Jericho that he lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, there stood a man over against him with a sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went unto him and said unto him, art thou for us or for our adversary? It was actually God. Praise the Lord. As in, Joshua had access to God because he's a true steward. We can also have access to God the same way Joshua had. If we are truly a confirmed, a recognized steward. Quickly, another recognized steward is Daniel. Daniel chapter 6 verse 16. Daniel chapter 6 verse 16. Then the king commanded and they brought Daniel and cast him into the den of lions. Now the king spake and said unto Daniel, thy God, whom thou servest continually, he will deliver thee. Praise the Lord. God, Daniel did not only know that he's serving a living God. Even people knew that he's serving a living God. And in verse 21, he said, then said Daniel unto the king, O king, live forever. Praise the Lord. He was speared at this very point. He was actually thrown in the lion's den. And people knew that, I'm very sure that it wasn't the king alone that actually knew that Daniel will be spared, that Daniel will not be consumed by the lion, but maybe others were scared because, you know, lions then, they don't want to dare, but the king knew. And it was just because Daniel was a confirmed steward. Praise the Lord. I'd like us to pray a prayer from this very Daniel. We'll say, as we're seated, just say, Father. Say, Father, you that show up for Daniel in the lion's den, show up for me now. Prayers in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Father, Lord God, I ask and God, I pray. You that show up for Daniel in the lion's den, show up for me now in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. And the last example that I have here is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. John chapter 9 verse 4. John chapter 9 verse 4. He said, I must work the work of him that sent me while it is day. The night coming when no man can walk. Jesus was actually talking. And there was in Luke chapter 2 verse 49. He said, I must be about my father's business. Praise the Lord. Luke chapter 2 verse 49. So Jesus Christ was so involved in this service, was a true steward. Praise the Lord. It was, verse 49. And he said unto them, how is it that ye sought me? Was ye not that I must be about my father's business? His parents were actually looking for him. Actually, that can't happen now. If you should come, probably you start living in church. Your parents will call you. that what is wrong with you? Come on. Praise the Lord. But, you know, Jesus Christ, the Spirit, we're looking for Him. And He said, why are you looking for me? You should know by now that church is my house. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And, you know, He was a recognized steward. Praise the Lord. As I wind up, a question now. Can you be recommended or selected for God's hand? There's a level of service that you render that calls for a recommendation. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is a question that can you be recommended? Can you be selected or appointed that this is the steward? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We are going to pray in a moment, but I would just like us to bow down our heads. And peradventure, you've not engaged in this service, in this stewardship, kingdom stewardship. And you want to be a steward, a true steward. I'd like you to begin to talk to God and begin to tell God that, God, help me to be a true steward. You have not given your life to Christ. Begin to tell God as you're seated that, God Almighty, I've come the way I am. Lord, receive me. Lord, help me to be a true steward in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. And if we have people that are surrendering to God, who also wanting to be a true steward of Christ, also in the social media, please, you can write this address that we have on our screen, Salvation and at Impact House, and you can also send us message also through this very medium. As you do so, God will bless you in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. I'd like us to rise up on our feet as we pray this prayer. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Are you ready to pray? Are you ready to pray? Quickly, we're going to take this 5 prayer. We're not going to be taking time in praying it because my time is up, and we're going to do that very fast. Say, Father, I will not be a spectator, but a recipient of your wonders. Let us pray this prayer in 1 minute. Father, Lord, I will not be a spectator, but I will be a recipient of your wonders. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Father, Lord God, I have been coming for this program. Today is the 5th day. And Lord God, I am declaring that I will not be a spectator. In the mighty name of Jesus. But I will be a recipient of your wonders. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Lord God, I will be a recipient of your wonders. In the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Say, Father, in the midst of turbulence, let me access your mighty hands. Prayers in the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, Lord God, I ask and God, I pray that in the midst of turbulence, let me access your mighty hands. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father, Lord God, I ask and God, I pray that in the midst of turbulence, let me access your hands. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Say, Father, give me a heart of service. Prayers in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, Lord God, I ask and God, I pray. Give me a heart of service. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, give me a heart of service. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Say, I will not be tired in the place of service. Father, I receive the grace to refire. Prayers in the mighty name of Jesus. Pray to God that you will not be tired in the place of service. That God Almighty will grant you the grace to refire. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Father, Lord God, I ask and God, I pray for the grace not to be tired in the place of service. But Lord God, I ask for the grace to refire in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Father. Blessed be thy name. Shall we lift up our hands to heaven and give God praise and glory and honor? Let's worship him. Let's adore him. Can our voices be lifted up in appreciation to God? Today is the fifth day in this great program. Let's appreciate him, everyone. Don't be distracted. Don't be casual with God. Just worship him. Adore him. Give him praise. Nearer to thee, nearer to thee, Lord, draw me nearer, nearer to thee. Desire in life is. What is the essence of life without service? What is the importance of a person's life without service? It's a waste of life without service. And having listened to this kind of word tonight, I want you to have a deep rethink in your heart. How well am I serving this God? How well am I committed to this God? How well am I committed to his kingdom? How well am I committed to his kingdom expansion? His Father draw me nearer. Thank you, Jesus. You will speak to God deeply tonight. Father, give me more grace to serve you like never before. In the rest of 2019, empower me to serve you like never before. With everything in me, give me the grace to serve you like never before. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Lift your voice and 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 pray. Precious mighty name we have prayed. Can I hear you say a big amen?
Amen.
Can I hear you say a big amen?
Amen.
There is nothing in this world as profitable as serving God. There is no career, no business, no venture you can do in this life that is as profitable as serving God. And basically, amongst other things, there are four kinds of service. There's what we call physical service, which is what we do in the house of God, cleaning, in the choir, in the sanctuary, in the security, physical service. There's what we call spiritual service, which is prayer and intercession for the church. Praying for the church, praying for the pastor, praying for the move of God in the church, praying in that direction. There's also evangelism service, which involves Mark 16:15. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. Very important. And of course, there is what we call financial stewardship. There is none of these four. Financial stewardship is tithing, sacrifice, offering, and all those kind of things. None of these four is lesser in quality than another. And I have never seen anybody in this life that engages in these four together. Spiritual stewardship, evangelism stewardship, financial stewardship, spiritual stewardship, and his life is stranded. You will always see the hand of God on their life. Just like the servant of God said tonight, from David to Daniel to Jesus himself, our Father in the Lord, Baba Adebo, he said something. He said, if your hands are not dirty in service for God, that hand can never wrought miracles. And we are in a generation where people want things fast, fast. If you want it fast, fast, dive into stewardship. The difference between where we are today, by God's grace, and where we were when we were not serving God as much as this, it cannot be measured by anything. There is nobody in this world that can serve this God and place regret in this life. And that's one of the reasons why I praise God and worship God a lot. There is no way you will look back. If you serve God, you will look back. You will see distance between where you are coming from and where you are. No man can serve God and regret. No man can serve God sincerely and regret. But there is a condition. Number one is faithfulness. You can't serve God without faithfulness and expect to get the best. And that will be our first prayer, our second prayer tonight. Father, I receive a baptism of the spirit of faithfulness. I receive a baptism of the spirit of faithfulness in my service. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Lift your voice and pray. Faithful service. 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 I receive a baptism of the spirit of faithful service. Faithfulness in service. In every sector of my service in the house of God, I receive that spirit of faithfulness. I receive that spirit of faithfulness. I receive that grace of faithfulness in the place of service. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Amongst other things also, consistency is important in service. You can't serve today, stop tomorrow. That's not service. You can't pay tithes in January and then you stop in February. You continue again in May. That's not faithful service. Consistency is what makes service rewardable. Anything you are doing, anything you are not doing consistently cannot bless you permanently. Anything you are not doing consistently cannot bless you permanently. So if you want service to bless you massively, it must be consistent. You will pray to God, give me the spirit of consistency. I must not drop off in service. 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 Pray with vigor. Pray with vitality. Pray with seriousness. Pray with seriousness. Father, empower me for consistency in the place of service. Empower me for consistency in the place of service. Give me the grace to serve you consistently, 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 consistently. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Also, service must be with diligence. Because a person can be serving and is not serving with vigor. Because, can I tell you this? Service will task you. If you really want to serve God, you will be tasked. If you are serving God and it's not tasking you, you are not feeling that you are serving God, you can't be rewarded. Service must be, you must feel the task that you are serving. If you are not feeling the pain of service, you can't get the gain of service. Until you suffer the pain of service, you can't get the gain of service. My prayer for somebody here today is that you will benefit from the gains of serving God. I say you will benefit from the gains of serving God. Sometimes when I see the quality of service of people, as a human being, say, I can't collect that kind of quality of service. It's too poor. How much more God? How much more? A man was about to die in Isaiah 38 that he mentioned earlier, Ezekiah, and he went to God. He said, God, look at my service. I can't die now. I can't die now. I cannot die now. And God changed his mind. So I can't die. Go and look at my service. Go and see how I've been serving you. I can't die. God said, okay, I had 15 more years to your years. Just because he had a testimony of service. May your testimony of service pay up for you. I say, may your testimony of service pay up for you. I say, may your testimony of service pay up for you. A lot of people, the reason why our service to God is not so quality is because we don't see physical cash. We know we are so carnal. We are so carnal. It's church. Like he said earlier on, he said, Shadu and Shami, let me just pray. I say amen. Pray, I say amen. Share the grace, I go home. That kind of service has no benefit. The service that has benefit must be done with vigor. You do it with vitality. You are going to say, Father, I receive more grace. I receive more zeal. I receive more zeal to serve you better. Lift your voice and pray. More zeal. More zeal. More zeal. More zeal. Are you praying? Are you praying? More zeal to serve you. I receive more zeal, more zeal, more zeal, more zeal for your work. I receive more zeal for your work. Give me the zeal, 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 give me the zeal to serve you better. Release it to me today. More zeal, more zeal, more zeal, more zeal, more zeal, more zeal, more zeal. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Another vital thing that makes the hand of God to come upon you while you are serving God is that you serve Him without bitterness. If you really want to get the best from God, you must serve God without bitterness. You cannot be in the house of God and be looking for faults. You can't get any benefit from that kind of place. You can't be in the house of God and then you have multiple people you are not talking to in the church. Multiple that you are not talking to. This one, I'm not talking to this person. This person, I'm not talking to this person. This person offended me 3 years ago. This person offended me 6 months ago. This person, there's no benefit in such service. Some are in department, the same department, and are not talking to each other. The same department. Some are leaders, the same leadership, in the same leadership meeting, but they are not talking to each other. How can such a person expect to get the benefit of leadership, of service? Service must be devoid of bitterness. If you are bitter, things can be better. Once you are bitter, things can. Somebody will say, I'm in the house of God and somebody offended me. I'm not going to the house of God again. I'm tired of going there. In your office, when your boss abused you, did you not go there the following day? In your office, when your boss abused you so take, did you still go there the following day? You even went back to say, I'm sorry, and he was at fault. You are the one that was not at fault. You still went to say, I'm sorry. Because of monetary gain. How much more this Father, this great God, you are going to pray to God tonight, Father, I release all forms of bitterness from my life. I remove them totally. I release all those that have offended me in your house. I decree tonight, I will not operate in bitterness in my service. Lift your voice and pray. 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 I reject bitterness. I refuse to be bitter. I refuse to be a critical person, criticizing others. I refuse it. I reject it. I refuse every form of bitterness in my heart, in my spirit, in the name of Jesus. I refuse it. I say no to it in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You will say, Father, make something great out of my life in the remaining part of 2019. Make something great out of my life in the remaining part of 2019. Lift your voice and pray. Father, make something great out of my life in the remaining part of 2019. Make something great out of my life. Make something great out of my family. Make something great out of my studies. Father, make something great out of my life. Make something great out of my life. Make something great out of my destiny. Make something great out of my family. Make something great out of the business I do. Father, make something great out of my life. Make something great out of my life. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. This is a month of new chapters and new songs. You will say, Father, open a new chapter. A new chapter of greatness. A new chapter of testimony. Open a new chapter in my life this season. Lift your voice and pray. 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 Open a new chapter. Open a new chapter. A new chapter of greatness. A new chapter of favor. A new chapter of success. A new chapter of advancement. A new chapter of progress. A new chapter of development. A new chapter of blessing. Open a new chapter. Open a new chapter. In my life, Father, open a new chapter in my life today. Open a new chapter in my destiny today. Open a new chapter in my family today. Close the old chapter of bad news and open a new chapter for me. Close the old chapter of stagnancy. Open a new chapter for me. Close the old chapter of struggling. Open a new chapter for me. Pray, 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 pray very well. Few minutes to the end of this meeting. Pray very well. 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 I need a new chapter. I am very desperate. I need a new chapter. I am very, very desperate. Oh God, open a new chapter in my life, in my family, in my business, in my ministry, in my health. I need a new chapter. Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. For many of us that read, which I believe that many of us here read a lot, when you are reading and you are on a particular chapter, it gets to a point that that chapter begins to wind down gradually, and then you flip to another chapter and you see something interesting, and then you move on to that new chapter, on and on and on. It's like a progress. The thing starts like this and then it's moving. It's moving. It's moving. That's what they call new chapter. Your life till date is a chapter. Your life for 10 years, 15 years, 20 years is one chapter. Now, to open a new chapter in the spirit, it takes a lot. And one of what it takes is fasting. One of the major things that opens you up to a new chapter is your fasting. That's why we say fasting brings you to a fast lane. Fasting, fast lane. Fasting, fast lane. Fasting, fast lane. Eating, slow lane. Eating all the time, slow lane. Fasting, fast lane. Fasting, quick, quick. Fasting, sharp, sharp. You will say, Father, let this fast bring about the opening of a brand new phase in my life. Lift your voice and pray, brethren. Let this fasting open a brand new phase in my life. Let this fasting open a brand new phase in my marriage. Let this fasting open a brand new phase in my destiny. Pray. Let this fasting open a new phase for me. The phase of laughter. The phase of joy. The phase of dancing. Let this fasting open a new phase in my life. Let this fasting open a new phase in my marriage. Let it open a new phase in my career. That is my desire. That is my desire. I want to enter into a new phase. I want to enter into a new phase. I want to enter into a new phase. Where people will be congratulating me. Pray. Pray. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Did I hear you say amen? Oh Lord, let your hand release my imprisoned blessings. Let your hand release to me all my blessing that has been imprisoned. Lift your voice and begin to pray in the name of Jesus. My imprisoned GP that has refused to go up, let your hand release it. My imprisoned appointment letter, contract, Father, let your hand release it. My imprisoned testimony, Father, let your hand release it. My imprisoned husband, my imprisoned wife, my imprisoned relationship, my imprisoned money, let your hand release it. Let your hand release it. Let your hand release it. Everything that is meant for me, my children that has been imprisoned, Father, let your hand release it. 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 Everything meant for me that the wicked has padlocked. Break that padlock, Jesus. Break that padlock. Break that padlock. Break that padlock. Shatter that padlock. Break it. Whatever is meant for me that they have imprisoned. Father, let it be released. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You will say in the name of Jesus, I will sing my song and dance my dance in this year 2019. I will sing my song and dance my dance. Lift your voice and pray. Pray, pray, pray. 2019. Before you go, I must sing my song. Before you go, I must dance my dance. Before you go, I must sing my song. Pray. Pray. In this 2019, I must sing my song. It is my time to sing a song. It is my time to dance for joy. It is my time to celebrate. It is my time to jubilate. It is my time to dance for joy. I will sing my song. I will dance my dance. I will sing my song. I will dance my dance. I will sing my song. I will dance my dance. I must sing my song. And I must dance my dance. I am eager to dance. I am eager to celebrate. I am eager to sing a song. I am eager to celebrate. I am eager to dance my dance. Yakota gada dada da yeketo brada gaza bada baya bada dash. Lerito kotebre de kese gadika radesia dash. Jaya gagara bakese gredika tabara nazash. Ela babara takana duza egre gegege redesu azagash. Rekete bagaka garodo pregete gadash. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. We don't have more time. I want us to close early this night because tomorrow we'll be coming here by 7:30 a.m. in the morning for for the breakthrough encounter for this particular month. Just wave your hands to God with your expectations slip and just thank God. Just thank God. No prayers. Just thank Him and appreciate Him. Thank Him and appreciate Him. If you don't have one, you can just raise up your bare hand and then they will give you one. I can see that hand. I can see that hand. I can see that hand. Ushers, locate them quickly. Just thank God. I'll just give you 1 minute to thank God. Tonight, just thank Him. No questions. No prayers on the prayers. Just thank Him. Appreciate Him for everything there. Thank Him for that job. Thank Him for that promotion. Thank Him for that connection to your husband. Thank Him for that settlement. Thank Him for that success in examination. Thank Him for fruitfulness. Thank Him. 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 Thank Him in advance. Thank Him. Thank Him. Mighty God, I thank You. 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 Give Him praise. Give Him glory. Give Him honor. Give Him adoration. Thank Him for everything He has done. Thank Him. Give Him glory. Give Him honor. Blessed be Thy name. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. A new grace to be a faithful steward, a consistent steward in every areas of your service. Receive that grace tonight in the name of Jesus. That same grace that has kept us running with Jesus and for Jesus for many years now, with consistency, with fire, with consistency, with sacrifice. Receive that grace tonight in the name of Jesus. You will never be tired of serving God. You will never be tired of serving God. You will never be tired of serving God. You will never go back from serving God. There is no retirement in service. You will not retire from serving God. I say you will not retire from serving God. Your gifts shall be used for the glory of God. Your finances shall be used for the glory of God. Your money shall be used for the glory of God. Your talent shall be used for the glory of God. And the rest of your life shall be a living sacrifice to the glory of God in the name of Jesus. You will not be weak. You will not be tired. You will not tell the story of when you used to serve God. I say you will not tell the story of then when you used to serve God. And I pray for you tonight, the reward of service, receive it in the name of Jesus. In your family, receive it. In your home, receive it. In your business, receive it. In your calling, receive it. Your service will show in the life of your children. Your service will show in your marriage. Your service will show in your business and in your career. And everybody that will see you will thank God for you. So shall it be. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Did I hear you say a big amen?
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.